Hi, I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and today let's talk about three reasons we're going to have a data center debacle. Before we talk about the data center debacle, let me remind you that if you like the work we do, please subscribe to this channel. And if you want to support Forward Kentucky, come to forwardky.com and click on the join link in the menu. You can get lots of perks and you can read all of our content. So before we can talk about the three reasons there's going to be a data center debacle, we first have to give a little background on AI. Now, I spent about half my life in IT, but I'm not necessarily an AI expert. However, I do understand the basic principles, and I have some things to share about that. Artificial intelligence is not really intelligence. It's basically a giant, well-constructed, innovative search engine that takes massive amounts of data, analyzes the connections between all this data, including maybe the principles involved, and then is able to use that to answer questions. To do that, it needs huge amounts of data. It basically absorbs all this data and then runs an analysis on it. And the data that it consumes are called large language models. There's been a lot of discussion about the fact that the AI engines out there are basically sucking up the entire internet, going through books, going through websites, going through Wikipedia, etc., in order to feed their knowledge. The interesting thing, of course, is that depending on what LLM you use, you get different results. And whatever LLM you use to train your agent, you get different results. But that's outside the scope of what I'm going to talk about today. So just remember that you need an LLM, a large language model, for artificial intelligence. Okay, let's talk about the three reasons. The first reason is the AI bubble. Everybody that looks at AI right now and the companies that are working on it realizes that this is a massive bubble, with all these companies investing millions of dollars in hopes of being the breakthrough company or the first company or the eventual survivor of all this AI competition. There's a lot you could read about the bubble out there. I'll leave it to you to go do that. Just search AI bubble and you'll see some of it. But let me give you an example. There are a number of the companies that are cross-posting, cross-feeding money. One of them will buy some product from the other company. Then that company will buy some product or rent some service from the first company. They're basically sending money back and forth. It records as income, but it's not affecting their cash flow. And some of them are losing huge amounts of money in their race to be the first. This bubble is going to collapse. All bubbles eventually collapse. I thought about starting this talk by holding up a tulip bulb, because we all know the famous tulip bubble back many, many centuries ago, where the price of a tulip bulb went from a few cents to thousands of dollars. That's the same thing that's happening here. This is going to collapse. And when it does, a lot of these data centers are not going to be needed, or they're going to belong to the company that loses, and they're going to go out of business. So there is a data center bubble. There is an AI bubble that's going to burst. That's the first reason. The second reason is something called quantum computing. Now, a quantum computer is a cutting-edge device today that is very fast, solves problems much faster than regular computers, and is sort of experimental at this point. But they're coming, and people are developing them, and they're going to be available widely in a few years. I'm not going to go into the background of quantum computing, but let me read you a subhead on a story I saw. A D-Wave computer, that's a type of quantum computer, solved in minutes what would take the world's fastest supercomputer a million years, and it ran on 12 kilowatts. In other words, it didn't need this gigantic set of power in a data center. It didn't need water-cooled processors and giant trunk lines of electricity running to it. If these things become practical and widespread, then some of these data centers are just going to go away because they're not going to be needed. So that's the second reason. But here's the third reason. You remember I told you that AI takes large language models to do its work. Well, let's suppose that I'm a software developer and I want to use AI. I can go to one of the public AI agents and use it very well, but I don't really need all of the corpus of language that humans have written for 1,000 years. I need a large language model that is focused on the type of coding I'm doing. Well, check this out. It's now possible to install not only the AI agent, but the large language model that you need on your local laptop. I could run an AI agent and a large language model that fit the need that I have right here on my laptop. I don't need a data center. I don't even need an internet connection. I could run it right here. And guess what? A lot of people are going to do that. They don't need an AI agent that looks through thousands of thousands of thousands of pages of data. They need one that's focused on what they are doing today. And so they don't need a data center. And some of these data centers are going to be built and they're going to be abandoned eventually because they won't be needed. Now, I realize that a lot of this is up in the air and people are chasing the bubble. We all know that. All of these local governments are chasing the bubble of data center income and data center taxes, which is, in my opinion, a foolhardy choice. But eventually they're going to have to realize that this isn't going to last. And if they give themselves away and they drain their water and they ruin their electrical grid, it's all going to be eventually for naught. So I would encourage you to ask your local elected officials when they talk about wanting to get a data center, ask them the question that my boss used to ask me when I would come up with a proposal. He would say, are you beer sure, job sure, or life sure? Well, we joked about it, but it was a great question. Okay, how sure are you of this? You need to ask your elected officials if they are beer sure or job sure about needing a data center, because if they put that thing in there and it fails, like I think it's going to eventually fail, they need to lose their job. They need to understand that the voters are going to turn them out because they listened to the lure of the AI bubble and didn't pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. Thank you.